At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
It traditionally starts with a coin flip. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. The heads or tails?
Tails.
He calls tails. It is tails. Gator has won the toss.
I will defer.
Defer.
All right, here we go.
Let's go.
Kicked it off the 2025 college football season. Here we go, boys. Question number one. Maryland's athletic director has said the Big Ten will expand to 20 teams. Which two schools would you add?
Okay, so Notre Dame is the obvious one, and I'm continue to go back to that. Well, I don't know why, but it just makes so much sense. They're in the contiguous, I guess everything's a contiguous state now, but it just, I feel like Notre Dame's got to be part of the Big Ten. The Big Ten also wants those AAU schools from that academic, the higher academic grouping that they've got together. And so the Big Ten is looking for schools that fit that criteria. There is an awkward number of teams in the ACC. They have 17 teams. They want to play 9 conference games. But if you have an odd number of teams, you can't play an odd number of games. The math doesn't math. So I don't like rating other conferences. There's two schools from the ACC that make sense. One, because it brings in a new market, is Boston College. The other, because it brings back a rivalry and is right there in Big Ten territory, is Pitt. I want Pitt to be part of the Big Ten. Bring Notre Dame and Pitt. I hate the crazy travel. I hate expansion for that matter. But I do like that it fits the Big Ten's criteria. Pittsburgh is a major market. And it brings back Penn State's big rival.
I mean, yeah, you could do it all. That'd be logic. And I'll give you the logical one. It is clearly Notre Dame. But the question was, which would you add? I don't care what the Big Ten rules are. I'm going to do something kind of fun, Doug. I'm picking North Dakota State. I want to see a perennial powerhouse come into the Big Ten and see if they can compete with the big boys. This is a team that has won 10. Count them, 10. FCS championships since 2011. They are unstoppable. Let's see what they can do. Now they can recruit from the Big Ten picture and see if they can compete with the Big Ten teams. I like NoDak State and Notre Dame.
I like it, Gator. I like thinking out the box there. I agree with you guys on Notre Dame. I mean, that is the obvious one. If they ever join a conference, it should be the Big Ten. And the other school I would pick is Stanford. Let's bring the GPA back up in the Big Ten here. That's their rival too, right? So I think Notre Dame, Stanford makes sense to me the most.
All right.
All right, guys. Which big name coach gets fired first in college football?
All right. So we know that some fans down in the SEC are a little cray-cray, right? And they demand perfection every year, and it doesn't happen every year because it's impossible for that to happen. But one school in particular gets really impatient with their coaches, and they keep shuffling through them. And they've had success. They've won national championships, but it's just not enough. They've moved on from a bunch of these coaches. I think Brian Kelly's the next one to go. He's at LSU. I think it's about time that LSU fans are probably like, you know what? We had enough of this guy. We got the fake accent. That's a terrible accent I just did, but it's better than what Brian Kelly's been trying to pass. So I think it's LSU and Brian Kelly by the end of the year.
So the problem with Brian Kelly is his buyout is close to $60 million, and that's $60 million of players in this day and age. I was looking at guys that fans could be running out of patience or not winning, that maybe have a tough schedule, whose buyouts are small, which immediately eliminated Lincoln Riley. I thought about Luke Fickell in Wisconsin maybe, but the guy that fits the criteria, also from the SEC, where they are a little cray-cray, I'm going to go Hugh Freeze at Auburn is the guy. His buyout's less than $15 million, so I'll pick him as the guy that gets fired.
All right, guys, can you believe it was 18 years ago this man said, I'm a man, I'm 40.
Whoa.
I'm going Mike Gundy. And this time he's going to be saying, I'm a man, I'm fired. All right, so yeah, I think it's done for Mike Gundy. I think the seat's getting a little warm over there, and it's time for some new blood, some younger blood over there. No longer. Maybe someone that actually is 40 years old.
It was 18 years ago, that building next to us, we were on this side of the building when we had just switched over to the other side of the building. I remember us discussing that whole thing. That is 18 years ago. Crazy.
That's right. Okay, speaking of coaches, how will Bill Belichick do this year at North Carolina?
Okay, I think he's going to struggle. Being a college coach takes a lot more energy, takes a lot more travel for recruiting. Things have changed with NIL that's probably lightened that load a little bit. But let's just say that I had a conversation recently with someone who has gone from college to the NFL. And they made a comment, something along the lines of 80% of the stuff I had to deal with and worry about, I don't have to deal with and worry about when I'm coaching professional players. And I think that that added workload is going to be tough on Belichick going back to the college game. I think he's going to struggle.
I think he's going to do well. I think he's obviously a hell of a coach, and I don't think he's going to have any problem delegating certain powers of stuff that isn't really football related, but it's like smart to have certain people in your program to watch over. So he'll let those guys deal with that kind of stuff, and he's just going to get down to business with football. They have already gotten over 30 transfers have been added to this team. They've revamped the entire defense. I think it's like 9 of the 11 starters on defense are transfer portal players. They have several quality incoming freshmen. They're ready to roll. I'm not saying they're going to win national championships right away or even conference championships, but because of the conference that they're in and it's already a decent program, now you got Bill Belichick. I think this team is going to go bowling in the first year.
Yeah, I got the opposite, man. I think they're going to struggle, and I think it is because of all the off-the-field stuff. Does he have the energy? He's got energy for other stuff, Doug. I don't know about coaching, though. I think just the distractions, all that stuff. And I know that the roster overhaul and everything, I just don't think this is going to work out well for someone at his age doing college football, man. I mean, it's unfortunate. The only thing he relates to is his girlfriend's the same age as his players. And then that's it. I don't think it's going to work out. All right, who's your sleeper pick to come up with? Give me a huge, massive, big upset.
All right. Think about this. Mid-November, on a Friday night, there's a chill in the air in Eugene, Oregon. Why? Because they have been rowing the boat from Minnesota all the way over to get to Eugene. That Viking ship docks, they get off, and they hit the ground running. Those Golden Gophers are going to take care of business against the Ducks because that's what should happen. The Gophers should take out a Duck. It's too cold for the Ducks. I like the Gophers. I think they've got a pretty good team. They've added some transfer portal players, a really good wide receiver. Several players have been added to the offensive line. They got a quarterback coming back who completed 80% of his passes last year, albeit it was 4 out of 5 in the season. But they also bring back a really good running back. It was a Darius Taylor, I think. He had almost 1,000 yards rushing on the team. I like Minnesota, and I got to find an upset. I think that would be a massive upset if they take down the top 10 rated Ducks that late in the year.
All right, I'm going to take a school from the Mid-American Conference is going to take down a team from the Big 12. That's right. In week 2, Ohio University plays West Virginia. That game is being played at Ohio U. West Virginia has agreed to go to Athens. Ohio U won the MAC last year. They're picked to finish in the top half of the league again. I think Ohio U packs out Athens and takes down West Virginia in week two.
Wow.
All right, boys, I'm taking you to week eight. Week eight, Kentucky hosts number one Texas. And the quarterback they'll be talking about is not Arch Manning, but the seventh year man, Zach Calzada. 6'4", 230. You know his route to Kentucky, right, Doug? He's played at big pro. Oh, you don't? Okay. He's played at big programs at Auburn. He took a reroute, played at a smaller school last year, but lit it up. He's on the list to watch, boys. Quarterback of the year. Kentucky upsets Texas week eight, October.
That's big. That's big right there.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Guys, are you going to miss Lee Corso?
I am. And I know it's been a tough watch for people post-stroke. And yet we all get the point. And he's a character. And the headgear is one of the greatest gimmicks in the history of college football television. And I love the relationship between him and Herb Street. And I guess it's just, it's woven back through 25 years of college football and watching him put the headgear on. And yeah, I'm going to miss Lee Corso. And it's probably been time, but at the end of the day, I thought the gimmick was great. I thought his energy was great. I love the way they used him with crowd surfing and all the crazy stuff he did. They put him in costume and I'm going to miss Lee Corso.
Yeah, it's going to go too fast, my friends. This is the last week we're going to see him, right? So it is going to be sad. I will miss him because he was the oddball of the group, right? And all the stuff you said, Doug, when they put him in the mascot heads, it's hysterical. If I'm not going to watch game day starting from moment one, like you do every week, which is fine because it's a great day. It's a great show. Love game day. But I don't always watch it. But I almost always tune in at 11:55 to see the pick segment so I can see Lee Corso, even though he has clearly not been the same since the stroke, but he's doing his best. And, you're right. The Herb Street stuff, I love that relationship. It's another father for Kirk Herb Street, and it's very touching. Watch the video last week that they re-aired on ESPN of everybody, wishing him well and stuff. And it's tear-jerking stuff. It's awesome. He's part of college football, and it's going to be different after this week.
I'll miss the old Lee Corso. The recent Lee Corso I'm not going to miss, unfortunately. It just, obviously he wasn't the same. And it wasn't the same dynamic I think you guys grew up watching, And it's time to go. And it is sad, but you must move on. Like I said, I'll miss the old Lee Corso, not necessarily the one we've gotten the last couple of years.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.